So here I am. I'm standing by the soccer stand. If you're listening to this in America, this doesn't mean football. This stands for the Serious Organized Crime Agency, who very, very, very rarely, in fact, probably I don't actually remember ever hearing interviews with you guys, especially here. You haven't been here before.
This is our first time. I'm Paul Evans, one of the executive directors of soccer. And we're at that stage in our life. We're now 3 years old. The time has come when, for a number of reasons, we want to have a rather more, at least internally in the civil service, a civil service facing face, if that makes sense to you.
Yes. I see you talking to lots of people here, whether they be border control or customs and excise. A lot of organisations you imagine dealing with serious organised crime.
Indeed. And one of the great things about soccer is that 3 years in, we're an absolutely partnership organisation. We don't really do any operations at all unless we're with the partnership agency. Part of the reason for that being that the problem is of an order that unless you work in partnership, you never make the impact that the public expect.
So, to the uninitiated, what is it you guys do?
Okay, we're about reducing the harm in the UK caused by serious and organised crime. We do that through five separate ways. First is we build our knowledge and understanding of the problem. How can you have some chance of dealing with the whole problem unless you can understand what constitutes it? Second is the money. We take the money off the criminals. We are set up to recover money by criminal means, by criminal confiscation, cash forfeiture, civil recovery, and we could even raise taxation assessments. It's the money that really counts for the criminals. All of that law put in place in 2002. Third thing is this, risk to criminals. We need to increase it. And that's through working in traditional criminal justice ways, with partnerships, with the police, with customs, with the borders agency, but also doing new things. A lot of law put on the statute book in the last 3 years, serious crime prevention orders, financial reporting orders, all of which is designed to challenge the participation of the organised criminal in legitimate society. Fourth is to build these partnerships, and that's not just nationally. We have 140 soccer offices in 35 different countries. We're a truly international arm of UK law enforcement.
Who do you have communication links with? Are we talking Interpol? Are we talking?
I'm in charge of the UK's relationship with Interpol, UK's relationship with Europol. We have relationships, as you'd expect, with the whole alphabet soup of American agencies.
Give me a couple of names.
FBI, DEA, CIA, Homeland Security, 1001 you haven't heard of, US Secret Service, state and local, high-intensity trafficking teams. We've got relations with all these kinds of guys across the globe. Because, you know, the thing you can say about organized crime is it's a truly global phenomenon. And I've been doing this for 30 years. I'm discovering new things.
Oh, wow. I must say that the way you explain the gathering, collecting, sourcing, finding of the money that's being used in crime, it sounds a lot like accountancy, but looking at you guys, everybody is bigger than me. Everybody looks like they've come from a serious background. What do you guys really do? Come on. You're all big guys. What's your background?
My background is I was in the Royal Navy and Royal Marines for 8 years. I had a career at the English criminal bar that lasted for a day. Well, I found out what they did and I ran off and joined the circus. I joined MI6, SIS.
Okay.
And I've been a career intelligence officer till 99, when posted off to Customs and Excise to be the Chief of Criminal Investigations.
Right.
And then to soccer at the start of in 2005. So I've been running this piece for a long time.
What do you feel about the news at the moment all of the stuff with Facebook and MI6? Is it MI6?
MI6, my former firm.
Yeah.
This is not quite what the press make it out to be, okay? This is a guy who's making a transition from one kind of life, public-facing diplomat, into something rather different.
Hmm.
Unsurprisingly, you know, these sort of things happen.
Yeah, there's a lot out there on the internet.
But you know what? Nobody died.
No, nobody died. And I actually don't think they will. I think his daughter even is an aspiring actress. You try and keep her off the airwaves.
Absolutely. And I know a former colleague in SIS whose three daughters are some of the most stunning models in Britain. So there you go.
All over the place, no doubt.
Indeed.
Now, this is all about risk assessment. I guess something else you guys do. At the moment, is there anything we should be scared of?
There's a lot to be scared of. The problem about organised crime, I think, is this. If I ask you to describe how organised crime affects you, well, don't take my word for it. Take the word of the lady who comes in to clean for us, where we live in Kennington, less than a mile from the Parliament building. And if you said to Diane, she's getting on a bit now, and her life is falling apart because of crime in her area. It's only 1 mile from the Parliament building. 8 murders in the last year. Crack deals happening in the street. 2 crack dens around the corner. She saw a guy last week wielding a machete at 3 a.m, screaming, running up the road. Drug-induced haze. The bus shelter's always broken. There's a constant sound of police sirens.
These are heavily, heavily surveilled places. CCTV everywhere.
Absolutely. And you know, more needed then.
Do you think more needed, or do you think that CCTV might not be working?
I wouldn't say... I'm not a great expert in the CCTV era. That's more about policing.
Yeah.
What I can tell you is that we have... The consequences of globalization in our communities are pretty profound. And you know, where communities get globalized, crime follows on in its footsteps. And the thing for me that's also important to note is that many of those communities are vulnerable communities. And there's violence. Organized crime comes with violence. It's a sort of standard ingredient that goes with it. And actually tackling it is part of the response to make that community safer. And what SOCR is trying to do is to make that link between this amorphous, serious, international thing you can't see, to make the link with that and what happens in my street a bit more vivid. And we've been doing this in a number of towns and around the country where I have to say, over a period of time, up to 10 years, you know, quite a lot of the economy has been affected by the amounts of cash around. What does cash equal? It's like, what does points equal? You know, cash equals drugs. The drug industry in the UK, £8 billion at point of sale, all of which is paid for in cash. Little wonder that we're beginning to see some aberrations in some urban areas of how the economy operates. And that's got to be dealt with. That's got to be challenged.
So when you get hands on some of this cash that's being used by organised crime, where does it go?
Okay. We recover it through a number of means. The bulk of the money is returned to the government. Government then disposes of it.
Disposes,
spends.
I was going to say, that sounds like burning.
No, not burning. We burn other things. We burn boats, we burn planes, we burn drugs.
Oh, wow. Okay. Boats and planes, I mean, come on.
I once...
can have them to do 24-style chases.
Do you know how complicated it is to sell a helicopter? I once tried. You need millions of pounds in indemnities. It's a really complicated one. The bulk of the money is also then returned to those that collect it. So there's an incentivization scheme. And as of last week, a scheme to return some of this money to community-based projects. So the concept there is called a cashback scheme. The concept there is that we'll return money to communities where we've had successful enforcement operations, reinforcing the notion that actually this is everyone's shared responsibility, not just something that law enforcement can win on its own. Someone once asked me, you know, do you think, Paul, that law enforcement can win the drugs war? I said, you know, law enforcement can't win the drugs war because there isn't such a thing. What it can do for you is lose it.
How do you feel about Portugal and how a couple of years ago they didn't legalise, they just decriminalised everything and they've noticed a drop in crime?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really interesting experiment that they have in place. The question about all these schemes, however, is about sustainability and to be able to measure the effects, back to the point I made about knowledge, to measure those effects across the piece.
Over a period of time.
Over a period of time, and to make sure that they are sustainable and that things are what they seem. Trouble with crime is it is often what it doesn't seem. It's quite good at disguising itself.
So here you are at Civil Service Live 2009. Is this the beginning of a relationship with you guys, an open and meaningful conversation with all of the Civil Service?
Yeah, I think it, you know, some bits more appropriate, some bits more kind of relevant than others for us, but the most important thing for us is we're starting to recruit now. And we have a high potential development scheme in place. That's just getting going. We'll be recruiting over 250 people this year.
Who are you looking for?
We're looking for people with a wide variety of talents. It isn't just big, burly blokes. We're all getting on a bit now.
Oh, no, but you still look pretty hard.
I'm not so sure about that. I've got a soft side, I tell you. If I told you I was a choral scholar when I was at Cambridge, you might see a different side of me. The fact of the matter is that we're looking for people with a university of talents at all grades and at all entry points, because everyone has something individual and specific to bring. And part of our journey in SOCR is to create, if you like, a new kind of culture in a law enforcement agency, which is much more embracing of things than traditionally.
Cool.
And we think we're going to find a lot in the civil service, you know. Apply now. Vacancies exist.
I'll have to see if there's a slot for me somewhere.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, really is.